Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And, Ed, I chose the second track on your CD here. I'm going to let you tell us what we're listening to.
Handeich Chinetki, and it says, give me my bow and arrow.
All right. And Christian Fabian, you're playing on this tune?
Yes, I do. Well.
And you also composed and arranged some of the pieces on Ed Littlefield's Walking Between Worlds CD.
Yeah, it's an honor to be part of that CD, and it's, that's true.
In case you haven't figured it out, Ed Littlefield and Christian Fabian are my guests this morning. We're going to be talking about jazz on the waterfront, but I cannot have these guys in the radio station without sort of drawing the connection between these performers and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. It's interesting how the camp has kind of helped, you know, spawn this interesting collaboration between you guys.
Yeah, I mean, Christian and I met 6 years ago or so, and, you know, that put us in this place where it was okay to try new things. And so, yeah, a couple of years ago, we just played one arrangement of the Hook song, and now there's an album out, so...
Yeah, it's cool.
I think that kind of stuff happens with the kids all the time, where they meet other people and start working on collaborations that actually last forever.
So. Yeah, it's, you know, because Roger talks about this. It seems like, and I was mentioning this on the air the other day, that it seems like I go to a lot of occasions like the Holiday Brass, where Roger, the director of the Fine Arts Camp, talks about why we should be involved with the Fine Arts Camp and why it, you know, deserves support in the community, because it fosters creative relationships that seem to go beyond the camp itself. And, you know, we're all nodding and saying, yeah, okay, great. But it's true, and
you guys
are living proof.
It's absolutely true, yeah.
So Jazz on the Waterfront, this Saturday, 7:30 at Allen Hall. What's the lineup going to be? What have you guys got in mind?
Well, it's
music.
Music. Yeah. A lot of music.
A 20-piece brass
4 hours music straight, no breaks.
Okay.
Swinging.
Yeah. Yeah, go word ahead. Association. Swinging.
Who's gonna play?
In the band, Christian is gonna be on bass, and I'm gonna be on drums. We're also gonna have three other drummers. Local Sitkin named Paul Cox, who moved teaches at Oberlin. He'll be playing some drums. One of his students at Oberlin, who is up here for a counseling job, is gonna be playing some drums. And Colin Herforth playing some drums. It's like four people out of that have ties to Sitka will be playing drums tonight.
People are going to think they're at a Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah, be like switching. You got Mickey Hart there. And okay, get up now. Your turn.
But maybe you guys can actually keep time.
Oh, sorry. There's your deadheads.
So, time is not just a magazine.
And then also we've got in the band some amazing players like Mike Sullivan, Mike Hernine, the local teachers here in town, Susan Brent Ferguson. We've also got on tenor, two different tenor players, Bob Colonico, who is a teacher, I think he's director of bands with Bob Athade down in San Francisco. So he will be teaching the high school camp band, but also playing in the show, and then Bill Liston as well. So if you know World of Warcraft, he's the one that writes the music for those things.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, that's pretty crazy. He had to miss 1 year because he had to rewrite one of the songs for the video game.
Okay. So. And it's funny, the kids pay attention to that stuff. They like the details
in
these games. Christian, how do you like the venue? Have you had a chance to sort of check out Allen Hall? And what do you think it'll be like playing?
I arrived here on Monday at 1:15 p.m. and probably by 2 o'clock I was walking through the Allen Auditorium. I was actually helping carrying some sheetrock in February at the Sitka Jazz Festival.
Okay.
And I also overheard Roger Schmidt talking in a conversation last summer, and all I heard is like, I want all the performances to be in Allen Auditorium next summer, and I gave him a big handshake. I said, you did it, you know. It's just unbelievable what the community was able to accomplish to get this beautiful building ready. And I was just so curious. That was the first thing I checked out, and it's fantastic.
It did seem really out of reach back around Jazz Fest time.
Well, I saw the Allen Hall last summer, too. I mean, I was just, like, scratching my head, you know. But it's just amazing what the community can do when you all come together.
Yeah.
And I love the spirit. I think it's very unique. Sitka is very unique. And it's just a fantastic place for the fine arts camp and for people to meet. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I don't want to create the wrong impression. Alan, there's still a long way to go. I mean, the space is still largely unfinished, but it is a big open room now, insulated and with lights and kind of a performance area. And it just seems to have an incredible sort of vibe to the room. There was a barn dance party there not too long ago that it just seemed to really
rockin'.
It was really great.
Well, we're going to be doing the same thing. So we're going to have a professional band. You know, I got halfway done through the band list, but we're going to have a full 20-piece band playing in there, and there's 200 or so tickets. So there's still a few tickets left, by the way. So.
Okay. Tickets are $50 at Old Harbor Books. The food is going to be catered by Ludwig's
And you know what it is?
Bistro. What?
Cuban food.
Really?
Cuban style.
Okay.
Alaskan Cuban style.
And
I just found that out. So
does the music have to respond accordingly?
It will.
Okay. Yeah, what's our Cuban stuff?
there's some surprises for people who come to that night.
Yeah.
We're going to cover actually a lot of different styles of music. And it's going to end with a big bang, so it's going to be, you know, the music to the food.
All right, Cuban food, and you heard it here first. It sounds like some of the arrangements are going to have a little bit of a Latin swing, too. Anyway, it's $50. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. Let's talk, guys, for a minute about where the money is going. Ed, you've been teaching at the junior high camp.
Wow. Yes, just now. Yeah.
How's it been going?
It's been going great. Amazing enrollment this year, 236 students, which is, again, more than last year. So you go, wow, I didn't think we'd get more than last year, and then we get more than last year. We just had our first final performance day yesterday, packed house in the Performing Arts Center. And, you know, we still do the final shows over there. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. Someone told me there are some really great products, but most of the kids are still reaching for that final product status. You know, even after 2 weeks, it's hard to pick up a play and do it. Or, you know, it's hard to perform a great piece in a week and a half when you're 12.
Right.
So it's the joy of middle school camp is reaching for that end goal. And maybe they get there, maybe they don't, but it's that process of trying to get there. So that's what I really enjoyed about it.
One thing that I've always liked, going to the final performances, it almost doesn't matter what it is or who it is. The kids in the audience react like they've just seen, you know, Itzhak Perlman, perform some incredible virtuoso piece. Everybody does get celebrated for giving it their best shot.
Right,
No, I totally agree. It is, and it is a fantastic performance. You know, what people don't sometimes undervalue, they always look for the big famous guy to perform, but it's like the spirit of the children. It's so raw and natural. And the thing is, no matter what kind of background your education is, we all can recognize talent and spirit, and if it moves out in a natural way, and that's something, if it comes from the kid in the final performances, it just naturally, no matter who you would put in the audience, they would just go through the roof, because it's so, you know, it's really high energy performing. I mean, it's top notch.
Is this part of what's kept you around Sitka? I know, Christian, you kind of got hooked in to our town here. Didn't you originally come for Jazz Fest?
Good memory. And we came to Raven Radio, and I still have a picture on my wall with you and Wally Gator Watson.
Yeah. That was the Wally Gator year. Okay. Well, I guess like Wally Gator came a couple of times anyway. And you have since become involved in the fine arts camp.
Yeah.
And tell me about why it keeps you here.
Just what I just said. I mean, the energy here is very unique. It's a very special town. I think never seen anything like that. You know, where first of all, the town is it's so much music here. You have a bunch of great jazz musicians living in this town. Mike Carnine, Mike Sullivan, Sarabin Ferguson. I mean, there's Roger Schmidt. I mean, Peter Apathy, Colin. I mean, Hank Moore. I mean, you know, I cannot even stop, and I know them all. They're good friends of mine, and it's just, it's a small town, you know, and the arts and the music is just so vibrant here. Besides, they have all the support and they have this amazing facility now with, the Sheldon Jackson campus and a state-of-the-art performance arts center. And we actually did there in September when we finished our Alaska tour. We recorded a live DVD there, and it's top quality. I mean, we could have recorded that in Carnegie Hall. There would have been no difference in our playing and, you know, the way it looks and the way it feels when you look back to it. I mean, this is really, it's a mecca for the arts, as, you know, we said many times, and it's also going to be a mecca for jazz music.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's a place of great opportunity, and it's just, the energy feels right.
Was that recording happening back when Jason Marsalis was in town?
Yeah, right. The DVD is available.
And Jason is coming back.
And here's the big thing. Announcing Native Jazz Workshop. Yeah. The dates are August 12th. 13th, sorry. We get in earlier. August 13th through the 18th. And that'll be held at the SJ campus. If you have any questions, send an email at native_jazz@hotmail.com. And... or find us online, either Christian or I.
Okay.
Anywhere, the websites. But
and the Native Jazz Workshop is designed to bring in what kind of musician?
Any musician that has an internal something. So a music that's coming out, they don't know how to put it into music or put it into song, whatever. They have these things going through their head, or they have stories. Christian just told me about this book that he found that was like 120 years old of his great-great-grandfather. And so using that stuff and using those words and music, create something from that. So where have we come from, you know, take that and arrange it into your own thing. So taking all our older stuff and making it new again.
Okay, so no age requirements. It's not like you have to be, you know,
12 and over.
Okay.
12 and over, but yeah, the sky's the limit, really.
You're welcome. We'll talk. To join us.
Yeah, I'll see.
Yeah.
I'm good at, you know, one key at a time, maybe.
Yeah, right.
That's okay. We're going to show you how to do two keys at a time.
All right. Sounds good. Ed Littlefield and Christian Fabian are instructors at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, percussionist and bass player, respectively. We started this interview with a piece of yours, and I think we'll go out with one of your compositions.
Okay.
Christian, Passepartout?
Yeah, Passepartout.
Passepartout, here it is.
The master key.
Pass the part out.
Jazz on the Waterfront is going to be 7:30 this Saturday at Allen Hall. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. They're $50. It's a fundraiser for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Food is going to be catered by Ludwig's Bistro. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.